Hi, everyone. My name is Alex, and I'm a software engineer at Freedom of the Press Foundation. Today, I'm going to discuss about the subject of removing traces from documents. Real quick, what we're going to see today. I want to discuss mostly about what are the known de-anonymization vectors we are aware of that may be in documents. I'll show you some tools that can help you anonymize those documents and remove traces from them. And of course, we're going to see limitations because the subject of making removing traces from your activity from documents is actually really hard. If I can speak up, I'll try. And then finally, due to the limitations, we will try to see how we can dampen those, how we can cross this gap between the technical and the practical in order to overcome, let's say, these limitations and help people who want to stay anonymous with some practical advices. Unfortunately, I'm not going to provide some sort of novel way of removing sophisticated metadata and trade or tracing schemes that may exist in documents. It's not going to be also like a deep course in metadata removal. It's mostly going to be like what's out there, what tools exist to help there, and some extra advices. So, let's jump right in to the de-anonymization.